Yeah, morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest, the first of the week. Okay, this week, we're going to get a bit serious, okay? In between the fun that we have, we do need to get serious. And what inspired today's program was a release, I don't know, well, a press release, I guess it was, from Femi Adesina, you know, Buhari's SSA media, listing the achievements of the Buhari government. And I found the release quite interesting, very, very informative. It had loads of information that I didn't even know about. And I was now asking myself, about 6 years into the Buhari administration, I'm just getting this kind of information that one would at least have stored. Some of it, you know, yes, but some of it, to see it listed in such a manner. And so I was happy, you know, for the government. I was happy for Buhari, happy for Femi Adesina and all of them. But also, I didn't lose sight of the fact that there are two main issues that we quarrel with the Buhari government with, and that is that the issue of security and the economy. But having said that, it wasn't a total failure, right? And I wish they had been more proactive about this than hitherto, if anything at all, like everybody would say, to put things in some kind of balance. And so therefore, and of course I've always quarreled, especially with the Lagos State government, about this idea of hyping, wanting to put the governor out there. You know, I hear these kind of phrases. And for example, what caught me in the governor's case was this sudden, how do I phrase it now? All of a sudden, it looks as if the government, Lagos, has gotten into an award frenzy. So many awards coming to the governor, some he would attend personally, and so on and so forth. Now, I have my reservations about awards, to be honest with you. Most of them are paid for. Let's just get that one clear. Paid for either, you know, in some kind of way, you end up dropping. And I say, for me, an award is something that you deserve without you dropping a penny, without you, that's what is worth celebrating. And then you also need to know who is giving out this award. One of the easiest ways for what we call packaging, they call it packaging in the industry, is to put something together and say you're going to give somebody, and now there's a rush of awards all over. I get letters every time asking me, we want to make you a fellow of this and a fellow of that, but we'd like you to pay this and pay that and so on and so forth. It's done all over the world. It's not peculiar to us. Even some of the honorary degrees that people tout, you don't want to know how these are done. But I said, let's have some kind of intellectual discussion like I had with Tony Khan. Excuse me. Like I had with Smokov. Like I had with Tony Khan. And I decided to bring my old-time friend and colleague. There are some names that are short and sharp. Everybody, even kids call me Jimmy Disu. They call me Jimmy Disu. They call me Uncle Jimmy Disu. They don't, you know, so Uncle Obi, that's, we grew up together, Uncle Obi. But she's now Mrs. Uncle Obi Ogbolo. Of course, she did MASCOM in Nigeria's only recognized Nigerian university, Pepe Dem. If anybody doesn't like it, he can leave the studio for a while. I wasn't talking to you, Jerry.
I know.
I wasn't referring to you. Okay. We'll still give you an honorary award in UNILAG, just to make up.
I don't need award. I don't want award.
Okay. Now, Uncle has been in advertising, okay? She went to Queen's College, the prestigious Queen's College. I don't know which of the houses she was in, whether it was Obasa House or Obi House, because I'm an honorary member of Queen's College, I guess. Old Girls Association, if you get what I mean. That's a joke. And she did MASCOM, started her career in Roosevelt. But what you need to know is that she manages her own company called Statecraft and has created award-winning campaigns for government and quasi-government. She's gotten awards for quasi-government campaigns. Guess what? She was, and I didn't work with her, but I caught her at it a few times. She was the one who handled Fashola's whatever during his tenure. And that is why I'm proud to say that during his tenure, his publicity, whatever, was measured. It was quite measured, and that was because of the expertise that she brought to the job. So I'm going to discuss with Nkoli. I don't know if I have her on the phone. I do.
Yes, you do.
So you've heard all what I said? You were not supposed to hear. I was supposed to say...
You're just praising me. What do I owe all this love
to you? I'm not... You know, I didn't even know you were hearing, in all honesty. I just... But that's you. And you know, many a times I came to Anthony and caught you working on a campaign, and I just busted. You know, I'm also inclined to these things, so I was quite proud of the job that you did during the fashion period. How are you this morning, Nkoli?
Oh, I'm very well. You can hear it in my voice. I'm full of high spirits.
Yes, and
nice to connect with you once again now.
After so many years, eh?
After all that, I caught your business.
No, Nkoli, don't go there, please. Nkoli, don't even go there. Their ears are straining here. They won't hear this.
We want to hear. We want to hear.
Nkoli, don't go there. Shano mi, Bomila Shiri. Nkoli will be here tomorrow also to do Dear Bomi. She's the first person I'm giving the honor of a 2-day appearance here, and it's deliberate. It's because I'm quite honored, and I'm happy for what she has achieved. So I'd like to celebrate her as much as I could. So she'll be here tomorrow live. You'll be able to see her live. She's not available, you guys, but it's her live tomorrow when she comes for Dear Bomi. Nkoli, how are you? Now let's get down to business. Nkoli, I've been quite worried. About how both the federal and state governments have conducted themselves in the media. In the case of the federal, I've found that they are so reactive, they are not proactive. And I don't know whether it has to do with that. I'll take them one by one, but just to lay the ground. In the case of the Lagos state, what I see is, yes, a lot of moves, PR moves to... quote unquote, put the government and the governor in bad light. But what you see is more of hyping than measured and calculated moves. Because I'm so afraid for Lagos that they don't turn the governor into some kind of megalomaniac, which he is not. So I will discuss the two issues. Let's start with the federal. Are you happy with the way the two gentlemen, the two SSAs, conduct, the way they handle the media affairs of the president? And in the first instance, was it wise to have had two instead of one?
Aha. Because, they'll be jostling.
Yes.
You know that kind of a thing. They'll be jostling.
Mm-hmm.
Jostling to find favor, to find the face of their principal. And that is not such a good thing. In the first place, I know that communication evolved, but there's still some basic theories about communication. Number one, you've got to have your communication plan.
Yeah.
It is essential, and you have to follow through with that plan because it's a guide. It guides you. In 21st century communication, as I said, communication has also evolved. You've got to think about the best practices. The best practices for disseminating information, especially from government. You know why? Because the citizenry are skeptical about government, especially now with a situation like ours where there's so much insecurity, and then people are seeing things and government is saying another thing. Today, one governor will say some lofty things, tomorrow he will say some deranged things. So how do you reconcile all of these notions? It is because, fundamentally, the communication plan is faulty. Now, Jimmy, I can tell you that there are 8 or so best practices, in communication or to develop your communication plan. And I can't see it manifesting itself in what these two gentlemen are doing. It is as if they've jettisoned the idea of doing things professionally.
It's
like a fight to finish. Who are they fighting with? The citizenry, the hapless citizenry who don't have the arms to fight government. They've so subdued their citizenry with the propaganda, because that is what it is also.
Yes.
It is no longer communication or effective communication. It is a propaganda machinery calculated to subjugate.
Hmm.
And therein lies the sadness of it all. But I tell you that when you come to communication, you've got to, as I said, there are 8 best practices the world over, from Canada to Australia. So what is it with us that we cannot emulate something that is good?
Mm.
Now, with government, it has to be one government, one voice. That's why I said that 2 people spewing stuff on behalf of government is not such a good thing.
Well, it's on behalf of the presidency, though, because you have a third person, the Minister for Communications, also speaking on behalf of government.
So why all these people? Press secretary, number one. A senior social assistant, all kinds of nomenclature.
Doing the
what
same
are they
thing.
All doing? Everybody has ego issues. So somebody will come and tell one person that he left communication school 20 years before he was born. You know, all those small things that, you know, make or break communication. The little things that are going on underneath that we, the citizenry, have no business with and have no clue about are playing out all over there. So this one sends something today, this one sends, and creates confusion. And that is what is called noise in communication. You and I know that.
Yes. But also, you know, one of the SSs, two SSs with President, but one is particularly more combative than the other. Are you supposed to be combative on this kind of job?
Sorry?
I said what you get from the two SSAs at some point is combativeness, you know, going all out there to fight.
Bombardment.
Yes, is that right? Is that the right strategy?
It is. Bombardment is noise. Bombardment is noise. You know now.
Yes.
Input, output, in between, there's feedback, there's noise. So this bombardment is noise. It's noise. Now, if it was so structured that one person, you know, is taking directives from the minister himself, who is the head honcho of the communication team. You know, he has to give direction. One government, one voice. You know, that is the first rule, you know, or first best practice. One government, one voice. Now, the second part or aspect of it is that the audience, I mean, you must be audience centric. The communication must be audience-centric. Now, we are the receivers. You are giving us stuff. We are the receivers. So whatever you are giving us, you know, must align with our own expectations of what this government has also, you know, promised when they were coming into power.
Yes.
And then you have to have agile communication teams. I don't see agility in all of these things. Like you initially said, they are reactive rather than proactive, combative, rather than having emotional intelligence to understand what the populace requires. And Jimmy, do you know that we don't have to send out, it's not all the messages that we should be sending out.
Yes.
If we're emotionally intelligent, we should stop at some point and say, is this, I mean, this people, Rotary Club, is it right? What will it yield at the end of the day? Is this communication good for all? Is it not? You know, so you must be able to decipher what you are bringing out. And that is teamwork. You sit at the table and say, guys, please, what is not that somebody is rushing, you know, like, I'm sorry to say, journalists. They get a so-called scoop. And
yes,
they're rushing away. They have not verified nothing. They just want to break the news. And at the end of the day, they burn their fingers.
Well, I was also looking at the issue of how government handles criticism.
How government
handles criticism. We have seen cases where they take on the critic. And I usually, in the federal government's case, for example, there was a time they took on Obasanjo and insulted the man. And I didn't think that was proper. I felt that the job of the spokes, whoever is handling the government, is to build bridges and not destroy them. And that the federal government must show the capacity to absorb criticism without getting into a street fight with whoever has, no matter what you think personally, personally about such a person. I believe the presidency should be sacred. And you don't seem to get any of that, you know.
Well, you know, let me tell you, you've got to also monitor the antecedents of government.
Yes.
You know, their antecedents. If you see from where they're coming there, that they've been combative.
I see.
Mm-hmm. You know, they don't take criticisms lightly.
Yes.
So it is in their aura, so to speak. However, I don't agree with it. You see, the ability to take criticisms. The criticisms are not necessarily that they want to guillotine you. No.
Yes.
We have every right, our fundamental human right, is to survive and thrive. You know? And the government must hearken to those simple needs. Simple needs. Now, it's so terrible that we can't to even feed in our nation now is very, very problematic.
Yes.
Who is going to be hailing a government that cannot provide social amenities for her people? You know, look at the road, Jimmy. You cannot believe it. I went out yesterday, and then the rain was falling in Ikoyi of all places. And the flood was a mile high, you know, in front of Nigerian Industrial Court.
Yes.
That is a government establishment. In front of Nigeria Industrial Court, and the water was a mile high. And people would say they live in Ikoyi, and people outside of this country, when they come, they say they want to live in Ikoyi, they want to live on Banana Island.
Island, yeah.
They want to live in some parts of Lekki, because not all parts of Lekki that are livable, really.
Yes.
It's just like a glorified Mushi, as far as I'm concerned.
And call it don't come again.
So, agile communication teams must be put in place, not this combative one that we have.
Oh, okay, let's even get started. Where we should have started from is, what kind of person would you advise for those who are coming up wanting to be president,
wanting to
be governor? No, listen, those who are coming up wanting to be president, what kind of governor? What should be the background of those you will give this responsibility? Because the thinking usually is that you want to look for a journalist, okay? But I believe that rather you should be looking for somebody who is well-versed in communications and strategy.
Of course.
And not a famous journalist.
No!
Because
making that mistake of hiring journalists to take up a communication position.
Yes.
No! This is somebody who has learned the ropes of mass communication. Because there are different theories. When I was in school, we had professors of communication theory, you know? And if a journalist will just put pen to paper, he wants to break the news and everything, maybe he's not versed in communication strategy.
Yeah.
And like you said, strategy is the word. You see, that word, that all too important word called strategy, Jimmy, is what is of utmost importance in delivering communication. You have to be strategic. You have to have a communication plan. I know that communication says the 4 W's and 1 H, which is the very basic, you know. But there are policies, there are practices, there are best practices.
Okay.
And that's what I was trying to enumerate for you. That if you do not learn it that way, a journalist cannot come and effective. He will still be in that garb.
Yes.
Wanting to push out news. This is the news release.
Yes. Okay, Nkoli, we're going to have to take a break.
Why?
So don't go anywhere. We're going to take a break. I have to pay my bills. We'll take a, when we come back, of course, we'll continue with this discussion. And then we'll open up our lines 0700-993-993-993 for our listeners to call in. And also the other line for females only, 01465-71. Naso Ibin, call in. Naso Ibin, not ask me. 01465-71.
Okay, now, where is the segregation, please?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
okay. We pepperless. Okay.
No, you don't be pepperless. You don't become man self.
I don't become man.
Okay, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Yes. Nkoli, are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, very good. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Daily Digest.
Thank you.
With Jimmy Disu and I still have Nkoli Obiogbolu. I call Nkoli. Amongst our friends, we call Nkoli Obi. It's like one name. Okay, Nkoli, back to what we were discussing.
Yes.
I'm sorry to get personal, you know, with these things, but if we want a real, true perspective, we can't but mention the fact that you handled the communications for the Lagos State Government.
Hello? I can't hear you, Jimmy.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Loud and clear, good. I said that even though we don't want to go personal, but we can't take away the fact that you handled the campaign that I love so much, and you seem to have
handled what?
You handled a state government, the Lagos State Government,
yeah,
during Fashola's tenure. Now,
yeah, part of it, not wholly.
Not wholly. Fair enough. But the bit that you did, we saw. What guided you in putting together the campaign for the government at that time? Let me finish. Did it have to do with the disposition of your principal?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, tell me your experience.
It was profound because I interviewed him.
Okay.
It was a 2-hour interview, which I asked questions, what were his plans, and all of that.
Mm.
And he was very articulate.
Hmm.
Very brilliant person, really.
Hmm.
And so I took down all the notes, and that was how we came up with the campaign strategy.
Yes.
And the deployment.
Yes. And so what was the guiding principle?
He had articulated his manifesto, which was why we came up with a simple coinage, actualizer. And that just spelled out his manifesto.
Mm.
It was just simple, really. And it just caught on.
But some people felt that he was a bit media shy. Was it deliberate to keep his image under control?
Well, I think that his background, being a lawyer, too.
Yes.
But I'm not sure that he's media shy now.
No, it's not media shy.
It grows on you.
Mm. Have you watched developments after he left? Have you watched developments in that area?
I have.
Can you give me your opinion of what you have observed, right from the previous governor to this one?
Well, you can see that he's quite dynamic, embraces change.
Mm.
You know, he may be a bit hemmed in now because he's at the federal level. But when he was at the state level, he was quite a champion. I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm talking about the subsequent government, Lagos State Government. Are you happy with the way they've conducted their media strategy and so on and so forth?
No. Seriously.
Can you tell me why?
Because the strategic direction is what is missing.
I see. What do you mean by strategic direction?
You see, like, as I said earlier, that strategy is a key component of communication.
Yes.
You know, and they so aptly named him when during Ashwaju's time when it was the information ministry was called information and strategy.
Yes.
And you see that it was a deliberate thing to bring
strategy into play.
As a unit inside it.
Yes.
And that made all the difference because, you see, information is key, yes, but how are we going to leverage the information?
Has strategy been dropped now?
No, it has not been dropped, but more of it is focused on information rather than the strategy.
Hmm.
So, in that wise, I can say that they've kind of downplayed it. And then always pushing out stuff, and there is no common thread. You know, it's like chest beating, like we've assumed some megalomaniac kind of disposition. You understand? I think that, like I said, they should go back to the communication plan, you know, and hone in on the best practices for delivering information. You know, they should focus on groundbreaking strategic communication planning work. It's a mouthful, but it is what they must do. It must be groundbreaking, such that people see it, people feel it, and people know it. Right now, we see a lot of disparate messages. They're doing this. You know, what is the common thread? What they're just doing is public enlightenment campaigns as opposed to strategic direction in communication. And there are two different things, you know. Public enlightenment is different from a study communication plan that follows through year in, year out. At the end of the day, is measurable, is evaluated. And you can report on the progress.
Okay, you know? Yes. So some people, back to federal level though, some people believe that really you shouldn't be having a minister for information.
Some people believe that.
That at federal level, for example, or even at state level, you shouldn't be having a minister or commissioner for information. A minister for information. Rather, you should have a director for information who embraces both the presidency and because in the first instance, government shouldn't even be owning information, NBC, yes, NTA, NANS, and it shouldn't be owned by government.
That's all.
They should be held in trust by the people.
Can you see the chaos now?
Yes. You know, but what we do is, and like you rightly said, what you do is spew out propaganda day in, day out, and then lose the whole essence of communicating between, you know, with and between the people. Okay, we are going to open up our lines now. I'd like to take the first call. If you just give me 1 minute. Nkoli, just hold on. Let me take the first call here. Hello? Hello, morning? Hello?
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 Yeah.
Morning, man.
Did you say mommy? Or
no, I said morning, man. No, I said morning. You just hold on. I'm trying to get one of our callers. People are calling in. Hold on. Hello? Good morning? Hello? We haven't gotten it yet. Okay, we have one now, right? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, no, you should. You keep getting in the way. We keep getting in the way. Okay. Excuse me. All right, let's continue our discussion. We'll take the calls as they come. So when I just say I want to talk to callers, you just hold on there, okay? Okay, now we have one. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's been good morning.
Nkoli, can you hear? Hello, Nkoli.
Can you hear me?
Hello. I think we lost Nkoli herself. Okay, let me hear this whilst we try to get Nkoli back on the line. Hello, good morning. Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, please go on.
Yes, sir. My name is Kyle Demogaji, sir.
Yes, Kyle Demogaji. Good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes. Yes, go on.
Okay, so one of the biggest problems I actually think is the mentality of the political class. So they actually think is by trying to subjugate the
we lost that again. Kademogadi, please call back. I think we have some communications problem here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Adeola.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning. Go on.
Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
So I would really like to, you know, emphasize what Nkoli said earlier on in the interview.
Yes.
The fact that we journalists are selected to fill in roles that should be communications roles, and the lack of a strategy in what we're seeing. I would also like to add that, again, if, yes, you know, communications has a huge role to play, especially strategic communications.
Yes.
But they also need to be walking the talk. Because, you know, communications cannot fill the gap if they are not walking the talk.
I see.
Everything should go hand in hand. And that's where strategy comes to play. So that's, you know, just one thing I wanted to highlight. But thank you so much for this time. I really hope they get the message.
Okay.
And, you know, they understand, you know.
What's being said.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you. We have another caller. We're trying to get him calling back on the line. We will any minute from now. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Who's calling, please?
Oh, the name is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Good morning, Mr. Gabriel. How are you?
I would like to comment briefly on the people that handle the presidency and the people that handle the Lagos state presently.
Please speak quickly. You have just a minute, sir.
Okay. Now,
yes.
The presidency, it seems like communication is all about combativeness.
Yes.
They don't actually feel the pulse of the people to know how to even get information out to them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the common man doesn't believe anything coming from them, and they are not aware of this. Coming to that of Lagos State, there seems to be too much talk, as if they are running a campaign.
Yes.
For the position.
Okay.
Yeah, so, they, we need to see more action. And again, in Lagos State, they say so many things that they fail to do. Or they don't even remember they have said this and said that. Jimmy, you can remember when they told us by a certain date, Okada will be phased out.
Yes.
All removed. It's all forgotten now.
Okay.
On a private note, Jimmy, you in particular, if it is possible, take my number. If it is possible, take my number and just flash me. I'll call you back. I ask for this honor. With all humility, I'm about 11 years older than you. So that is something we need to discuss, and it will benefit Nigeria. Let me just put it that way.
Okay. All right. It's not by my dad, it's not by age, but I like the fact that you threw the 11 years at me. Is Nkoli back? Nkoli, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, did you hear the comments that were made?
I didn't hear it, you know.
Okay. Well, we did have two or three people commenting and, you know, virtually saying the same thing.
I don't know what's wrong with the volume. I couldn't hear him at all.
Yes, we're having a
slight... But I heard something about age.
No, the age part was that he said I should call him and that he's 11 years older than me and therefore I
should call him. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but I don't feel offended by that. I just wondered why he had to throw in that age bit.
I'm telling you, it's not necessary.
It's an African thing. It's an African thing. It's an African thing. Okay, so now are these things that we talk about, both federal and state, are they redeemable? Is the situation redeemable? Hello, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, but I'm not hearing you.
How can you be hearing me and not hearing me? Can you hear me?
Now.
Can you hear me?
I'm a copywriter.
I know,
hearing, but I'm not hearing you.
I know.
So you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
I can hear some noise, but I cannot decipher what you're saying.
But can you hear me now? Oh no, we lost all that. Okay, I think we'd better just knock it off. Well, we have to put an end to the discussion with Nkoli. She'll be here again tomorrow. She'll come to the studio, actually. That's why I like in studio things other than telephone or Skype, because the telecoms we have in Nigeria now, the network is not too good to talk about. You have communication problems, breaks, and so on and so forth. So we'll spend the next 5-10 minutes just getting ideas from our listeners. If you can call in, let's try and pick one call there. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, my name is Tayo Alafe.
Yes.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Thanks for bringing Antim Kolobolu.
Yes.
Yes, I've known artists like this in Rosabel.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, in house.
Yes.
I used to, because I've worked for one of your mutual friends, Mr. Larido.
Yes.
Yeah. I thank you for the topic. We have found out that most of those we have managing communication for our political class are not practitioners. I mean, they are not professional. Like you said, everything is about strategy.
Yes.
It's not about me versus them. It's about taking your principle and explaining the point. Like the last press release from Mr. yesterday to the president.
Yes.
Is the kind of thing that should be emanating from the communal perspective of the political class.
Yes.
Not because Obasanjo around your principal, the next thing is for you to start saying, this is who he is and this is not. That's no communication.
Yes.
That's only just being combative.
Hmm.
Thank you so much. I think our police should be able to rejig their communication department to have people who are not really journalists, but people who are communication professionals.
Yes.
They'll be able to see things through. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, let me remind our listeners that what inspired today's topic really is the beautiful, nice release that came from Femi Adesina explaining a lot of things. And I found that quite refreshing. I found it quite useful, rather than this combativeness, insulting this and insulting that. I found that quite useful. And I wish they will continue on that path. So that, especially for those of us now who comment on issues, it helps us put things in a proper perspective. And I'm hoping I can take up Femi Adesina on that release sometime this week. I hope I'll be able, but I'm so scared about doing these things on phone. I'm a bit reluctant, and I've been proven right now. Otherwise, I'd have gotten him this morning, from Abuja. But the communications we have, I'm so frightened about it that it could mess up the whole thing. But we'll see what we can do. Maybe one of these days when he's in Lagos, we'll be able to take him on. Let's take another caller there. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
This is Pastor Ladi for calling from Orilegum.
Pastor, stop introducing yourself. We know you. Once you say good morning, we know that is you.
We'll
just say good morning, Pastor.
Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
Now, with everything that has been listed,
yes,
I want to ask you, thank God you said you've read it and all of that. How do you think those achievements are reflecting in the life of the common citizen? Those achievements listed so far. Because
yes,
we are talking about communication here.
Yes.
So that is my question. Now that those achievements that have been listed, how far have they have direct impact in the life of the citizen? Thank you.
Well, this is the way I look at it. First of all, it makes you realize that it's not as if the president has been sitting down and doing absolutely nothing. Secondly, infrastructural development is very key, and it is refreshing to know that this government has embarked on it, especially in the area where there is emphasis on finishing certain projects, rather than embarking on some new, you understand what I'm saying? It's refreshing. It will impact on some people. It might not impact on all. I think the major problem of the federal government is the neglect of the very sensitive issues. That is security. And it looks as if the economy is slipping out of their hands. Now, that once there's what we call easy picking. The easy picking for any country at all is security and economy. Once your economy is whatever and you know, your defense is fairly okay, then whether you do infrastructural development or not, it wouldn't matter. But what the release has done, at the very least, is to show that this gentleman has not been sleeping after all. It's not as if he's been doing absolutely nothing. It's just that the key elements seem to have been either neglected or poorly handled. So that's what it does for me, and that's the message that I get. So what it then means is that the government is not a complete write-off. Okay? It's not a complete write-off. One of the major elements of criticism against this government is fairness. We're talking of federal. It's fairness and some level of nepotism, you know, where things are skewed in one way against the other, and could have been avoided. But that brazen attitude, you know, that brazen, the impression you get is you can do your worst, this is what we are going to do, not taking care of the sensitivities of various peoples of Nigeria. I'm using peoples deliberately. That seems to be the undoing of this government. And I think it's very unfortunate. It's been difficult for us to try to unite this country right from the 60s. Don't forget, we went through a civil war of about 4 to 5 years. And so it's been difficult, very difficult, for us to keep this country together. And now a government comes and is insensitive to that fact. You know, and see where it has gotten us. All kinds of agitations. Some Yoruba people want a Yoruba nation. Some Igbo people want Biafra, you know, and many more like that. This could have been avoided if there had been a central sense of purpose and fairness to all. And we haven't done that. So that's where I believe that problem lies. Can I take one more call or so? One or two more, then we'll be out of here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fine. It's like you do much more talk than picking calls this morning.
You know that the Daily Digest is a magazine program, and we discuss, we don't interview.
Exactly.
Yes, so that's why, and then because the lines are bad, so I had to, yes.
Yeah, thank you, Uncle Jimmy. In fact, I'll say you first. I would love to thank you for the gifts last time, because I came to the studio there and I got my gifts, and I appreciate you for that.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy.
Yes, and Uncle Jimmy, you see, in the aspect of our government in terms of communication,
yes,
it's not that the government don't know what to do actually for the citizens, but the central desire of the citizens is not what they plan to do for the city. It is what they plan to do for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And once these people get to the office, that is what they do. It's not that they don't listen to us. Uncle Jimmy, like the way we are speaking this morning, everybody is making his own opinion known. It's very obvious that even them, some of the ministers, senators, they are listening to us. But the issue is, will they do what the citizen asks them to do? No, because when they get to the position there, they do different things. And all these things boils down to the foundation that we lay. Like what you were talking about, the position of people taking dominance in a federal level in terms of nepotism, tribalism. Yes, all these things started from the beginning, and this is the problem we are still battling, Uncle Jimmy. So the only solution to all this problem is when we start thinking that an Hausa man is a brother to Igbo man, and an Igbo man is a brother to a Yoruba man, and Yoruba man sees another tribe. Or and a German. So when we begin to see ourselves as one, all these things will be the thing of the past. But unfortunately, if we cannot do that, Uncle Jimmy, we remain where we remain in this country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I'll take just one more call and then we'll call it a day, okay? Hello, good morning. Very quickly, I have just 1 minute. Hello? Hello? No, the caller is gone. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, we'll have to call it a day at this point. I'd like to thank Mrs. Nkoli Obi-Ogbolu, you know, for her contribution. I do apologize that we couldn't take her in full. But the good news, though, is that she'll be back here tomorrow for Dear Bumi. And maybe what I'll do is see if I can sneak in one or two comments or whatever. If I can sneak one or two comments from what we could have spoken about today. But she'll be here tomorrow for Dear Bumi, and I promise you it's going to be hilarious. You've seen how we are two of a kind. So we are in, and she's a very strong woman. She's a strong woman. She's what you're about to call Obinibi Okunini. Very, very strong. I know. And guess what? She has all boys. She's a yabiji. So tomorrow is going to be real good fun with Nkoli in the studio. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. I'd like to thank Kikiri just left, and Zainab is here. All of you know Kikiri. If you don't know him as Kikiri, at least you know him as Dimeji. And if you don't know him as Dimeji, okay, so you know him as Sheriff. I gave him those two names, Dimeji and Kikiri. No, he gave himself Kikiri when he was playing soccer. So he was here. Thank you very much, Sheriff. And thank you very much, Zainab. Philip, thanks. So once again, I'm going to, and I'll never tire to keep asking you, if you have the opportunity to be vaccinated, do not throw it away. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.